In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, "Give me to drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. So says our Lord Jesus Christ to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well in this extraordinary conversation on the fifth Sunday of Pascha in the Orthodox Church, a conversation, a dialogue, which is one of the more extensive exchanges Christ has with anyone, as recorded in the Gospels. And here he gives the promise of living water, of a well of water springing up into everlasting life, and of worship in spirit and in truth. And he willingly, openly, is discussing such profound and deep theology with a woman who, by the standards of Jewish law, is both a heretic and a great sinner, she of the five husbands. We see that Christ doesn't condemn. He doesn't approve either, but he teaches. He teaches, and he speaks the truth of life. In the recording of this conversation, as is always the case with the proclamation of the Word of God in church, Christ's words to the Samaritan woman are a message and a reminder to us. To us. All that has happened, the incarnation, God becoming a human being in the person of Jesus Christ, his words of life to us, as when he said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." His incarnation and his crucifixion, the perfect offering for sin and the victory over death, trampling down death by death, Christ's glorious resurrection, which empowered the apostles to go and preach Christ to the world, even under the constant threat of persecution and death, both for themselves and for all that believed their words. The incarnation, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension. The ascension of Christ also carrying our human nature with him into the very life of God. All that Jesus Christ accomplished in his life, death, resurrection, and ascension was to give us the living water of the grace of the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity. Christ said, "I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Life abundant, abundantly. Life in the Spirit. True worship in spirit and in truth. A spiritual empowerment, a communion and a connection to divine life, ongoing, to abundant life, which no religion could offer. It only comes through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, everything Christ did was to make abundant grace possible for us. That amazing grace, that we would be completely, deeply, spiritually connected to God through the Holy Spirit of God. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Our Lord's words, the 14th chapter of John. "Whosoever drinks of the water I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The well of water within us, springing up into everlasting life. Science tells us that water is essential for life. The search for life on other planets is first and foremost a search for evidence of water. If water is found, life is possible. If water is not found, life is not possible. On earth, when an underground spring of water is found, there is a lifeline of water that is unending. We even have that coming running through our property we discovered, coming down the hill, an underground spring of water. We shall have baptisms this week, God willing. We shall baptize with water, and at the same time Christ shall baptize with the Holy Spirit. And as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And it would be good for all of us to be there and to hear the baptismal prayers again. Likewise, the feast of Pentecost, that great and saving day, is coming on June 8th, the day of our recommitment to life in the Spirit. So are we looking forward to it, is the question. Do we give it any thought? We're at the mid-feast point, the midpoint between Pascha and Pentecost. Perhaps some will be on vacation that day. The Holy Spirit came down in the form of tongues of fire upon the disciples gathered. The Lord also said, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? Elder Sophroni considered this earth to be the earth of the human heart, upon which comes the fire, which the Lord desires to ignite with the spiritual fire of divine zeal. Fire, water, the Spirit, life abundantly. But brothers and sisters, do we believe it? Do we believe it? Do we thirst for this living water? All that Christ did to offer himself was to give us his great grace, the breath of God's life within us. And do we want it? Do we even care about it? We've been given a treasure, a great, great treasure of grace, which leads us towards heaven. Father Seraphim Rose says to us, Orthodox Christians, hold fast to the grace which you have. Never let it become a matter of habit. Never measure it by merely human standards or expect it to be logical or comprehensible to those who understand nothing higher than what is human. The world does not understand the grace that is offered to us. We don't understand it either in the sense of intellectual comprehension, but we must understand it within our spirit to God's spirit. Finally, each of us, have our gift of life on this earth. We have our goals and our dreams, even if not for ourselves, but for our children. We have hopes and plans, but what we don't have is life in ourselves. We are not the source of our own life. Our life has been given from above. Our life has been given from above as a gift. So our life must be connected to life above, to its true source in grace. Christ's message to the Samaritan woman, very simply, is there's more. There's more. There's more to it. There's more to it than what you've imagined. There's more to life than meets the eye. There's a deeper thirst that must be quenched. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Amen.